easier to get up at 6 a.m. when it's light at 6 a.m. Have you noticed that? And, you know, I kind of like come to consciousness and think about what day it is and look at the clock, and then I begin to think about what I have to do that day. And there are just about three letters that would accurately describe how I feel just about every morning. O-M-G. And I mean that literally and as religiously as possible. Oh my God, who put me in charge of this church? I'm not sure I even want to get out of bed yet. And then I remember, you know, to just take the next breath. And I remember what Teddy Roosevelt said, do what you can with what you have, where you are. It will all be fine. And I just want to say thank you to all of you who have been so generous towards me, who have offered so many wonderful words of appreciation, who've dropped gifts by my office, who have picked up my children and bring me dinner, and most of all, just who have affirmed me in these last months, but really in the last 2 years, to allow me to discover parts of myself that I didn't even know existed, and to grow in new ways. And this morning, in our time together, I wanted to offer you the same gift. And I wanted to say to you, First Presbyterian Church of Bend, that you are gifted, and you are called, and you are strong. And I can't wait to see how the Spirit of God works within us and what happens in the next few months. I think it's going to be great. I'm really excited about what's ahead. And our text this morning comes from 1 Corinthians, which is a great book in the New Testament. 1 Corinthians is one of the letters of Paul. And what I love about 1 Corinthians is it's very embodied. There's three ways that Paul talks about the body in this book. He talks about our physical bodies and taking seriously that it is our bodies in which the Spirit of God lives. And so we need to pay attention to what happens in our bodies and how we use our bodies and take that seriously, because our bodies are where God shows up in the world. The second way he uses the body is talking about the table, the bread of Christ, the bread that we share, the body of Christ there. And so we bring our bodies to take in the body of Christ at the table. And then he makes this movement from our bodies taking in the body of Christ to then saying we are the body of Christ together in the world. And I wished I had the technology, you know, like we were at a game or something. I could have you all flip over cards and we'd like see the body of Christ, you know. That's my picture when I look at you this morning, is you are the body of Christ. Together, working together. And so we land at the end of the book this morning in 1 Corinthians 12, where Paul has talked about how we are in our bodies. He's talked about how we come to the table together to take in Christ's body. And now he's talking about how we are the body of Christ out in the world. 1 Corinthians 12, 4 through 26. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of services, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by the one Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, the discernment of spirits. To another, various kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are activated by one and the same Spirit, who allots each one individually as the Spirit chooses. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body through many are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we were all baptized into the body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. Picture this next part in your head. It gets more amusing if you can see it in your head. Indeed, the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If the foot would say, because I'm not a hand, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear would say, because I'm not an eye, I do not belong to the body, that would not make it any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole body were hearing, where would the sense of smell be? But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them, as he chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many members, yet one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. On the contrary, the members of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And those members of the body that we think less honorable, we clothe with greater honor. And our less respectable members are treated with greater respect, whereas our more respectable members do not need this. But God has so arranged the body, giving the greater honor to the inferior member, that there may be no dissension within the body, but the members may have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffer together with it. If one member is honored, all rejoice together with it. You are gifted. You are called. You are strong. You have the Spirit of God within you. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. Do you know what this means? It means that in each of us, is what the Quakers say, it's that of God within us. That shows up in such a way that we can help facilitate what our mission statement says of the church, hope, healing, and purpose in this world. Each of us has that capacity. Each of us has that place. So when you wake up in the morning, and you may have those three letters coming to mind as well, remember that. Remember that there is a Spirit that is at work within you that gives you all you need to offer to this world. And it shows up uniquely within you. And the scripture talks about the eye and the ear and the hand and the foot. If we were all me standing up here talking, church wouldn't work very well. If we were all great organizers, we might miss out on some of the spontaneity, and on the other hand, if we were all spontaneous and artistic, we'd never get anything done. We are each gifted in different ways to see the body of Christ come alive in this world. It's so easy to see it in others, isn't it? It's so easy to say, oh, you know, she sings so well and she's so nice to everybody. I could never be that nice. Or, you know, look at the way she organized that, or look at the way she is with kids, or look at the way he can work and get things done. I can't do that. But truthfully, we all feel that way. In some respect, we all look at others. And our job in our spiritual life is to begin to identify who we are, what we bring to the body of Christ, what it is, how it is that the Spirit of God shows up in our life. Parker Palmer says, it's not the most important question when we think about calling and vocation is not what should I do, but who am I? Who am I? How does the Spirit of God show up within me? So I'm really excited about the next few months because I think this is an opportunity for us to do that. There's something when something shifts, you begin to discover new parts of yourself. And with Stephen gone, we have an opportunity to just discover some new things about who we are as a community, to think more carefully as he goes to and thinks about his life and his ministry and is refreshed and renewed himself, we have an opportunity to connect with that of God in each of us. And you may have seen that insert that was in your bulletin last week and that's in this week that has specific ideas about where that first step is, where that step is to begin to connect. So often we start with the things that are wrong with us. I wish I should be more like this. I should be able to be a little better organizer. I should be able to be better at having people in my house. I should be able to speak more clearly about God. I should be able to be more friendly. We start with our deficit so often. Does anyone else do that? I do that all the time. And yet instead, what this passage is saying is that, no, you are already gifted. You already have strengths. You already have a unique way that the Spirit of God shows up in your own life. And the calling is to identify that and to use it. And so one of the requests that we're making and one of the suggestions we're making for these next few months is to identify that strength. Figure out what you do well. In a session at our church, the leadership group, we took a test about our strengths, and we all learned kind of where our strengths are. And we realized that, oh, we have a lot of strengths in thinking and in creativity and in looking ahead and in strategy. What we're missing is, and we need more is some of these organizing strengths, people that get things done. And so we're working on that as a leadership group to find those people that can get things done. And the deacons then took their own strengths inventory and learned about what their strengths are so that they can bring that to their group. And this has been working so great, and it's been such a great process for the leadership of the church that we wanted to invite all of you to do it as well. And so in the back and in the library and at the Welcome Center this morning, you can pick up a sheet that looks something like this. It says Strengths Discovery. And I love what it says at the top. Fun, free, and fulfilling. And that's what it is. When you begin to discover where you're strong, all of a sudden it's kind of fun to see how that shows up. I have one of my top strengths is creativity. And it's true. I just kind of like always doing something in a new way and thinking about something in a new way. Another strength of mine is relationships. And so I begin to notice, you know, it's true. I take really deep joy in the close friendships of my life. And so it's fun to kind of figure that out and work with it and say, oh, is that me? Is it not? And how is that me? It's free. The test is free, but it also can make you free. It also can make you free to discover how you show up in this world. So I'm probably not the best person to organize the coffee hour because I'm more creative, and that's why I'm so thankful for Deb in our office who is organizing coffee and trying to volunteers. And by the way, we do really, really, really need help with the coffee hour. So if you want help with coffee, please mark that on your little one of the cards in front of you and put it in the offering basket because that would help. But it's freeing to know what you're good at and what you're not. To be able to maybe sometimes you choose to enter a place of weakness, but you know it is, and you're okay with not having to do it perfectly. And then at other times to be able to offer what you can because you know this is something I'm good at. This is some unique way the Spirit of God shows up in your life. And it ends up being fulfilling in the end when you do that as well because you do see those places where God shows up in you. And nowhere else within your experience and who you are. So this morning is a little bit of a family conversation, and I hope that's okay. But I wanted to say how I think sometimes we can easily think about church in light of this. I think some of us think about church, or it's easy to think about church in our age of advertising and consumerism and individualism as a fine restaurant. And you show up, and the chef has been in the kitchen cooking this meal where everything, all the flavors complement each other. The meat is done just as you want it. Rare, medium rare, well done. The flavors, you know, the flavors just all blend. You have the perfect glass of wine, and the service is impeccable, and your every need is met. And sometimes it's easy to think about church that way. And when I'm in my worst place, I think of church that way and think, oh my goodness, it's all up to me. I'm the chef in the kitchen trying to put all this together. But at its best, what I think of is church is like a potluck. And you've got the Swedish meatballs next to the Kentucky Fried Chicken, next to the veggie plate, next to the Jell-O salad with the little marshmallows floating in it, or maybe the ones with the carrots. You guys have this Jell-O with the carrots. And then you've got the Martha Stewart puff pastry brie that someone, you know, who had way too much time on their hands made. And you're looking at all of it, and you're kind of not sure how it's all going to go together, and you're not sure how it's all going to work, and yet isn't it really cool to see what you want to bring to the potluck, and what you wanted to bring, and what you wanted to bring, and what you wanted to bring. And when we look at the potluck, all of a sudden we realize that there's so much abundance here. There's so much diversity and variety, and there's so many things to choose from. And there's great joy in a potluck, isn't there? There's a lot more laughter in a potluck than there is at a fine dining experience. There's a lot more fun. And I hope in these next few months that we will each decide kind of what we want to bring to the potluck. What is our specialty? How is that? What's coming out of my kitchen? And what am I able to bring? And sometimes you just got to stop at the store and pick up some potato salad. And that's okay. But what are those things that you want to bring to this community? How can we be together? And the strengths inventory is part of figuring that out, and conversations and coming to the table and just thinking about where God shows up in all of us is part of the journey, figuring out what we bring to this place and what we offer. As Paul said, we each bring something. The Spirit of God is manifested in each of us. My very first experience in a Presbyterian church was at First Presbyterian Church of Berkeley, and it was when their pastor had gone on sabbatical. Little did I know how prophetic this would be in my own life. I showed up at that church, and their big name preacher, who's gone on to be the president of Fuller Seminary, was gone. Their music director was on sabbatical, and their primary associate pastor was on sabbatical. And so the people who affectionately recall it to the boys were in charge, because we had the youth pastor and the college pastor preaching every Sunday. And the music was okay, and you know, wasn't it at its usual level. And yet, for me, that was the place where I wanted to be. Because you know what I discovered? I discovered it was a potluck, not a fine dining establishment. And that no one was that worried about how perfect it was all going to be. No one was that worried, about how, what was happening up in front and what was portrayed. They were really just all in it together. And I thought, now that's church. That's church when everyone brings their gifts, when everyone brings what they're good at, and we just keep going because we trust that that Spirit of God is at work within us. And so in these coming months, well, I hope the sermons aren't that bad. I just realized as I was talking, you know, I could just be making a lot of excuses for myself, but I think they're going to be pretty good, actually. And I think we're going to have a lot of fun. And I can't wait to hear new voices. And I can't wait to see what's on the table, people bring to the table. And I can't wait to see how the Spirit of God shows up within you. You are called, you are gifted, and you are strong. And I look forward to being the church together in these coming months. Let's pray. God, we offer each of you ourselves, our unique ways of being in this world. We believe you when you say that the Spirit of God shows up in each of us. There is that of God in each one of us. And we ask you to reveal that to us, for us to be open, and then to give us the willingness to come and offer that to this community. Thank you for your faithfulness to us. Thank you for your strength that is beyond our strength. We ask your blessing on the coming months in this church's life and can't wait to see where you show up. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.